You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Guys of Minnesota sports flowing in their veins. Mackie and Judd on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
And welcome into Minnesota sports with Mackie and Judd. Mackie out today, but we have replaced him with a far better looking gentleman, a guy that brings a panache to the show.
We've Liv and PGA, we've merged with Doogie. You know, this is what we've done here.
So it's Declan, it's Judd, and it is the bonus scoop session with our friend Darren Doogie Wolfson, Channel 5 Eyewitness News scoop podcast of fame. He's done, 200 of those things or more, 300 of those things or more. It's incredible. And I'm going to start you off with this one, Darren. I'm going to start you off with a story that doesn't seem to go away. I've grown tired of it, but it continues to evolve, so that keeps my interest to a certain degree. What is the latest that you can tell me on the Vikings and Dalvin Cook? What looks like a separation after a report from Albert Breer of SI, I think it was on Monday or Sunday, that said that in March, the Vikings and Dolphins actually had an agreement on a trade, and it obviously didn't go through. What can you tell me is the latest on Dalvin Cook and the expectation? I think still that he's going to be a former Viking here.
Yeah, I mean, that is the expectation. Hello, Judd. Hello, Declan. Yeah, I'm with you, Judd. Like Uncle Mercy, right? We've just talked this storyline into the ground. To me, what's interesting is we've yet to hear from Dalvin. There have been efforts to get Dalvin to talk on the record, yet that hasn't come to fruition. Dalvin has an agent that is willing to talk, but so far has not been willing to talk on the record on this subject. The Vikings really won't address anything on the record. But yes, signs continue to point to Dalvin being an ex-Viking. We discussed in March, Judd, remember, that there was steam, that there was a trade offer. I will credit Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated for advancing that story, right? Like, I didn't hear it was specifically Miami. Knew of Miami interest, but I didn't know it was specifically Miami who had made the offer. And in your words, I actually didn't read what Albert wrote, but I will trust your verbiage on that, that a deal came like almost on the cusp of happening, right? And so now you wonder, okay, why didn't the Vikings exactly pull the trigger in that moment? Would Miami even be in the mix now after they made multiple moves at the running back position, including getting the kid from Texas A&M in the third round, who a lot of people have a healthy opinion of? Now, Dalvin, to me, is better than all those guys in Miami. Miami has a ready-made roster to make a serious run, so Dalvin could help them. But you look at the landscape of their roster, does Dalvin really fit in? I'll give you a new team, well, a relatively new team. I think they've been floated, but a new team that I've heard is definitely interested, the New York Jets. Now, the Jets just canceled their mandatory mini camp. Next week, they start training camp early. They play in that Hall of Fame game, so they're getting rid of the mandatory minicamp next week. They start training camp earlier than everyone else, so it was easy to bag the mandatory minicamp. Robert Saleh, the coach, you know, must have been pleased with what he saw during OTAs. But you look at their running back position situation, right? Breece Hall, we think we'll be back by week one. The Jets have enormous expectations right now with Aaron Rodgers. Well, they could use an upgrade at the running back position. So the story continues to linger on. I don't think, like, remember, we taped last Thursday, right? Reckless Speculation Thursday.
Yep.
And you guys thought, hey, let's get this thing up right away. There might be some Dalvin Cook news. I told you guys before. Well, did I not say, I go, I don't think there's going to be news today.
You did.
Right? Because even though, okay, Miami and Dallas, another team that I've heard at least internally has kicked around the option of adding Dalvin, that, okay, June 1st was this magical date the Dolphins and Cowboys created all this cap space, but it didn't necessarily mean the Vikings were making the move that day. I still will be surprised, I guess, if the Vikings cut him like here in June if it's like July 27th, okay, I get it. Or August 27th, okay, I get it. But like, how does it like benefit the Vikings to cut him right now? Why not exhaust all trade options until a trade literally is not in play? They were able to trade Za'Darius Smith. Why can't you trade Dalvin Cook? And I get it. The number is high. So Dalvin is going to have to take a pay cut. Like, I just have a hard time believing anybody is paying Dalvin that number. But at some point, doesn't Dalvin come to that realization? Okay, I need to take some sort of cut. Let me just get on my way to New York or maybe Miami, maybe Buffalo, maybe Dallas. Let's just move on with this thing.
But here's what I don't get. And this is what confuses me. So about 3 weeks to a month back, there was, I want to say, a report came out from I don't know whom, saying that the Vikings were trying to do right by Cook. Like the Vikings were trying, going out of their way to treat him well because he'd been here a long time. This at this point does not feel like doing right. This feels like the opposite. This feels like Animosity City, baby, because you're holding on to a guy like Dubes, as you just said, you know, you're talking about July. Well, jobs are hard to get by then. Like teams are filled up. If Kwesi had an opportunity to trade this guy for a draft pick in March and didn't, what the hell was he thinking? Like,
don't know if that's like 100% true, but Albert is very plugged in. So
yeah,
let's take Albert at his
right
word on
him.
That.
But they're not
and
doing
that
right
to
by
me
him.
Is malpractice. That is botch city by Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. Yeah. If indeed Miami was offering a pretty significant pick, not a first or a second, but potentially a day two pick. Right. Maybe that pick that they ended up selecting the Texas A&M running back. Right. If that pick was in play and the Vikings did not pull the trigger, like what? Hello. But I don't know that to be 100% true. I just know it continues to trend toward Dalvin being an ex-Viking. I continue to hear a lot of good things behind the scenes. In fact, after OTA access later today, we can bond out in Egan. We'll hold hands, sing kumbaya like always, Judd, right? I hope to track down Ty Chandler because I continue to hear really good things behind the scenes what the Vikings coaching staff thinks of Ty Chandler, okay? So Alexander Mattison, number one running back, but they want to create some opportunities for Ty Chandler, right? So how does Dalvin exactly fit in? We still talk about being a pass-first offense. You just don't pay, logically, a running back that much money right now. I mentioned last week, this time, this slot last week, that, hey, there's some sense that maybe Dalvin is having some second thoughts, right? That maybe, okay, he's not going to make the money that he's currently set to make, that if he's going to take a pay cut, why not do it here in Minnesota compared to elsewhere? But even if the case, I just continue to have a hard time seeing Dalvin staying here in Minnesota. But, hey, I'll continue to say, as popular a teammate as there is, incredibly well-liked in that locker room, and I still think he's got at least one really good year in him. I get it. You know, you can look at the numbers last year in many different ways, right? The 0 yard runs, the minus 1 yard runs, the minus 2 yard runs, right? You can do a deep dive, Declan, I'm sure you have, on the numbers, right? You can paint the picture that Dalvin is cooked in many ways based on his 2022 season. I just think the shoulder surgery he had in January will lead him to have at least one more rock solid year. So wherever he lands, I think Dalvin is going to have a good season.
Dukes, forgive me if we did not share this juicy piece of reckless speculation. And hell, it might not be exactly completely true, but we got a nice note from a listener last Wednesday that he saw Dalvin Cook, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, Zach Hiller, and another person he did not recognize enjoying a nice little lunch at Manny's last Wednesday. Maybe talking the future, maybe talking to your point, maybe bringing him back. So clearly there is dialogue between the both parties here. And even in the Albert Breer post, he mentioned that there was a thought of bringing back Dalvin Cook as an explosive complementary piece to Alexander Mattison. Now, I don't think that comes to fruition. I think Dalvin Cook is indeed elsewhere by the time week one rolls around. But clearly there is dialogue between these two parties to try to make right by Dalvin, whether that's by trade or restructure or however those cards end up shaking out.
I am sending a text as you speak, Declan, to verify if said luncheon happened at Manny's. Let's see if somebody gets back to me during the course of this conversation. Zach Hiller is Dalvin's agent, for those who don't know. Zach represents a few players, including former Gopher Mo Ibrahim. He's got J.K. Dobbins, the running back with Baltimore. But Zach isn't, you know, Athletes First or Creative Arts Agency, where he's got hundreds of clients, Drew Rosenhaus, right? So, Zach, it's more an intimate, you know, one-on-one type relationship where, yes, in theory, Zach could easily have been in town last week. There was some scuttlebutt that Dalvin has been in town at different points. Now he's also been in Florida, but that he hasn't exclusively been in Florida. So, Declan, I am checking on that. But, okay, let's just play this thing out. Okay, this luncheon happened downtown Minneapolis. Manny's. Okay, they're just trying to come to some sort of happy medium. Like, you think about Za'Darius Smith, hires a new agent, right? That new agent brokered the trade to Cleveland, right? So it's very possible that was the type of conversation taking place. It wasn't necessarily, hey, let's find a way to keep Dalvin in purple. Let's keep him here in Minnesota.
Interesting stuff. Let's get to the Wolves next. But Declan, before we do that, I want you to throw up that beautiful picture of those videos of throttle therapy, because I want to talk to you about our friends at Power Lodge and Miller Marine, which is a marriage of throttle therapy between fun on the land and fun on the water. Look at that. Get in that boat. You put on Purple Daily. You put on Score North programming, and then you pull the throttle. And that is throttle therapy. Pick your power and head to Power Lodge locations, Brainerd, Onamia, Ramsey, and Miller Marine St. Cloud. Temps are up and prices are down. Some of the summer deals happening right now: a Bennington pontoon at 28.8, and for a bonus, the first 8 people that buy are going to get a trailer for $1,888, or you finance it all, $288 a month. Whatever you need, you've got it. With over 300 pontoons in stock, powerlodge.com, millermarine.com are the places to check out. All right, Dukes, what can you tell us?
All right, well, here's the update. You ready?
Oh, you got it. Oh, God, yeah. Sorry.
All right. Yes. Declan, what you just described, I don't know if it was specifically Manny's. I'll trust the person who shot
with
that
the toast
in there, Declan, but yes.
Check on the toast. The toast is delicious. So it did
it is. Yeah, you can't go wrong at Manny's, but yes.
Okay.
Declan. Good, reckless, not even reckless right now.
Not we reckless now, confirmed.
It. Good speculation initially that we then can follow up on. Good stuff from, you can name the listener, give the listener some credit.
Michael.
Thank you to that person for helping us.
Michael, I believe.
Mike, thank you very
much. I'm being Judd. I'm butchering his name. Might not be Michael. Could be a Jeff. Could be an Adam. But I'm pretty sure
anyway,
it was
we
Michael.
Appreciate it. You know what? Send us your tips. Doogie will check them. We'll vet them. If they're true, shout out on the show. All right, Darren, Timberwolves. What can you tell us about the potential future of Sachin Gupta, who is still in the Wolves front office and actually ran the team in the period from Gerson Rosas to Tim Connelly?
Yes. And hey, Sachin didn't do a whole lot at that trade deadline, right? But like, you can respect his patience, his ability to connect with a lot of different people. You know, he doesn't need the headlines, the spotlight, right? Just worked really hard behind the scenes. Like, you could have made a case that they should have just removed the interim tag from Sachin Gupta, made him the president of operations. So a lot of people thought, because he had an opportunity this time last year to head to the Houston Rockets. So a lot of people thought, okay, he's going to end up in Houston. He didn't get the job here. They hire above. They bring in Tim Connelly. Why would Sachin Gupta stay here in Minnesota? Well, hey, he stayed here in Minnesota. But now the question is, does he continue to stay here in Minnesota? I was told by a couple of league sources, stay tuned on that situation. I'm not convinced. His wife is an accomplished doctor, delivers babies, right? Ooh. So she may have some other opportunities. He may have some other opportunities, maybe even away from basketball. Who knows? Maybe circles back to basketball at some point, but like, really, really smart guy. I would just say, let's stay tuned on Sachin Gupta's future in the Wolves front office. If he ultimately does leave, he will be missed greatly. Like, in terms of the cap, Manny Rohan does a good job with the Wolves with the cap, but just to have Sachin, you know, heck, just somebody to kickstart some trade ideas, right? The creator of the trade machine on ESPN. But I'm not convinced at this point that Sachin Gupta will be back. The other administrative note that I can throw out there that Chris Haynes of Yahoo had the other day, I'd heard the same thing. So Omar Wilkes was the agent for Anthony Edwards. Omar took a job with Fanatics a couple weeks ago. Actually, more like 2 months ago. So the steam kick started then that, hey, Anthony Edwards' agent is leaving Clutch Sports, that Anthony inevitably is going to leave Clutch Sports. So, yeah, the paperwork hasn't been officially signed, but Anthony Edwards is changing representation to WME, which is led by former Gopher Bill Duffy. Does this change anything when it comes to Anthony Edwards' future? No. I just don't sense it changes one thing whatsoever. He is still going to sign for the most amount of money that he can sign come this summer. That super max, whatever you want to term it, off his rookie deal, that second contract, the Wolves are going to offer him the most money they can offer him. He's not going to turn down. Nobody turns down the max. So in terms of him being locked up, secured with the Wolves for a number of more years, that is going to take place.
Dukes, what can you tell us about Judd's favorite event with Anthony Edwards playing in the World Cup this summer, doing some international play, which I'm sure Judd is absolutely thrilled to be glued to his TV, watching on pins and needles when Anthony Edwards inevitably rolls his ankle.
Correct. Yes, I know. I saw the headline and I'm like, oh, I can only imagine what Judd is thinking right now. I mean, heck, Judd is just, he's going to like blow up completely if we get the news that Rudy Gobert is playing for France. Oh. I'm not sure Rudy is going to play for France. So maybe that's your saving grace, that Rudy doesn't play for France this summer. So you can just live with the youngster, Anthony Edwards, playing for Team USA, but you'll be saved. You'll be saved an incredible meltdown because Rudy may bypass playing for Team France. But yeah, I mean, Anthony, you know, heck, I wouldn't worry about, I mean, think about, he's not that far removed from playing AAU, Declan, right? Where he played 8 games a weekend, practically, right? So I wouldn't necessarily worry about it. To me, it's a good thing from a conditioning standpoint. Sure, is the possibility out there that, you know, something catastrophic could happen or something relatively minor, but maybe that could linger, like an ankle sprain? Sure, I get that. But Declan, to me, he'd be playing pickup basketball anyway a bunch. He'd be in the gym working with his trainer. You're still working on cutting, all sorts of different things, right? An ankle sprain could happen wherever. So to me, from a conditioning standpoint, I don't mind this whatsoever.
He suffered an ankle sprain in a similar practice for a tournament, right? Like a couple of years ago, a couple summers ago. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, he's been banged up some different points. Sure. Yeah. Right. I mean, you play that many minutes, you put that sort of wear and tear on your body, you know, from a usage standpoint, especially on the offensive end. Sure. I mean, it's going to happen, but I'm just saying, like, to me, like, I still think there's more there with his body. Like, he's fine, but I think he can be even better in terms of muscle mass, you know, losing some of that baby fat, right? So, like, to me, if he's going hard for Team USA, cool. Sounds good to me. I don't have a problem with it.
All right, let's move on to the Twins, Dukes. And I have
Let me give you a couple more on the Wolves. Can I give you a little bit more on the Wolves?
Yep, sure.
So, it's June 14th and 15th. Let me verify that in my phone. Scooby going nuts.
He's trying to tell you the dates. He gave you the scoop, and now you can't remember.
I know.
Pissed.
Well, no, he's a big Flag Day guy, right? So, like June 14th, he heard me say June 14th, and he's like, okay, it's Flag Day.
He's the
14th.
Scoop.
So the Wolves are bringing in some free agents for this mini camp, June 14th and 15th.
Yeah.
But some guys have turned it down. So, like, I think the initial idea was a bunch of guys. It may not be that many guys, but the Wolves are bringing in some free agents, including Sharif Cooper, a point guard who has some NBA experience from his time with the Atlanta Hawks. So that's June 14th and 15th. Then they will bring in some prospects for workouts, draft prospects, June 16th, June 19th. It's not like the Wolves need to have, like last year, you know, 12 different draft workouts. You know, they only have that 53rd pick. So I know they're bringing in some guys, June 15th and 19th. The closer we get, I can give you some names on that, but that will be a busy stretch for the Wolves. June 14th, 15th, 16th, then the 19th.
All right, Twin Scoops. But before we get to those, Twin Scoops are brought to you by my personal friends from Finch Home Solutions. Cody Finch and his team do an outstanding job. And yes, if you think they like the purple, you are exactly right. But they are also your answer for all electrical work that you need done, installation, repair, or any other services. Storm damage, Finch can fix it. Outdoor lighting projects, car chargers, flickering lights, all of it Finch can fix. And as a person who had firsthand experience with them, I'm going to tell you right now, they are fast, they are efficient, they are courteous, they are professional, they do an outstanding job, and they get the job done. So if you have anything around your house electrical, don't DIY it. That's a bad idea. Call Finch or contact them online, finchhomesolutions.com, 612-357-2604, finchhomesolutions.com. Let Finch handle any electrical needs that you have. FinchHomeSolutions.com.
This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom. And it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
All right. I want to get to the Twins, Dukes. And I want to ask you this question. Why on earth is Max Kepler still a Twin right now? He's hitting 192. He looks completely lost. And meanwhile, Larnach is set to go in St. Paul. And Matty Wallner continues to rip the cover off the baseball. How are we justifying this? And furthermore, on Sunday, Kepler hit cleanup, which I know that there's guys out right now, but that's still, I struggled to figure out how Max Kepler was batting fourth and is still here.
Yeah, I mean, I was at the game on Sunday. I turned to Droogie pregame, and I'm like, well, you were in the pretty seats, right? We were way up in section 332, row 13. I survived two innings. It was Little League Day at Target Field on Sunday. I survived two innings in that sweltering heat. And, we eventually moved locations. But, yeah, you were in the pretty boy seats in the press box, or maybe you were in the Legends Club. I don't know. No, but you were somewhere fancy, maybe the Champions Club, for all I know. So, yeah, I was trying to wave to you. We were way up there. I was waving down to you, but you never saw me. But I turned to Droogie pregame, and I said, okay, uh-oh, Alex Kirilloff is sick. He's been scratched. Kyle Garlick now in the lineup. What the heck is this lineup? This is like a Triple-A lineup. Okay, Jorge Polanco, no. But you get my point that the lineup on Sunday was dreadful. Then lo and behold, late in the game, there's Alex Kirilloff in the on-deck circle. He got better as the game went on. Yeah. He's there to pinch hit. I'm thinking, how the heck did you not pinch hit him for Max Kepler? They let Kepler bat there. I'm like, what are you doing?
I know.
It made no sense. How do you have Alex Kepler in a Alex Kirilloff in a tight game waiting in the on-deck circle? I had no problem with Willie Castro batting, but I'm thinking, Max, what the heck? Judd, he just hasn't been the same since he came off the injured list from the hamstring injury. So I can't help but wonder if the hamstring issue, which can linger, is still lingering. But even before the hamstring issue, I mean, the numbers have been down going back, I mean, however long you want to go back, multiple years. He has a $10 million club option for next year. We know the Twins are not exercising that club option. It's a $1 million buyout. They're going to exhaust this a bit longer, Judd. But it's trending in the direction of you have to DFA him at some point here in the near future, whether it's Larnach or Wallner, get one of those guys up. Wallner would be the guy to me just based on, yes, small sample size, but what he did, you know, for that stretch before he got sent down and him not pouting, going down to St. Paul and performing at a very high level last week in Buffalo. So to me, they need to make the move, but there's no sense that that move is like on the verge of happening, maybe eventually, but like, I just don't sense. I was with Derek Falvey the other day. I don't sense that they're ready
name
to
drop
cut the cord quite yet. I know.
Name drop. I was drop, with Derek it? Falvey there. And you said I was in the pretty boy seats.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. I'm versatile. I'm all over the place, right? I can be in the Champions Club hanging with Derek Falvey pregame on Friday. Then on Sunday, guess what? I can be up in 332 row 13 where Giancarlo Stanton used to hit home runs during the 2014 home run derby. But yeah, like, I don't sense that a move is on the cusp. I love that bobblehead.
Little Sid, well, you invoke those watching us on YouTube. Friend. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the all timers right there. You've got dozens upon dozens of bobbleheads, but I'm not quite sure any touched that one. That Joe Ryan bobblehead, not bad on Saturday, by the way. I really like that Joe Ryan bobblehead. But yeah, I love that bobblehead. But I'm just telling you, there's no sense. We can lay out the case, right? The numbers speak for themselves, right? You know, we all thought preseason, okay, this this ban on the shift would somehow benefit right. Max Kepler greatly.
Right.
No, he doesn't hit the ball hard enough mm-hmm. to that side of the field enough for the shift ban to make this big time difference. You know, if you want to look at some of the other numbers, him barreling up the ball, right, that maybe there's some bad luck, batting average balls in play. But you know what? Over the course of multiple years,
right.
there's so much of a sample size. At some point, you have to say, you know what? It's not bad luck. That's just who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? So we know that Kepler is not going to be a Twin in 2024. So why not what will happen eventually happen immediately? So I'm saying it could eventually happen here sooner rather than later. But I'm just telling you right now, I just don't sense the Twins are on the cusp of making the move. Maybe relatively soon, but not like right this second. I would still circle back to Miami. Miami at different points has had interest in Max Kepler. Miami is, what, about the same record as the Twins. The two sides have obviously completed a transaction before very recently, mm-hmm. right? Why not see, you'd have to eat some of the money at this point, but why not see if you could get something from Miami? Why not see if there's still a trade out there to happen with Max?
Dukes, what is the future here with Jorge Lopez, who has just been fighting it over the last six games or so? I tweeted out some stats. Opponents are slashing 526, 654, 1474. For those St. Cloud math at home, that's a OPS of over 2,000. I saw you caught up with him, obviously, over the weekend, too, before that Cleveland Indians or Guardians season series started, excuse me. What's the plan with Jorge Lopez? I know they're not going to just outright release him, but man, he's fighting through it. And the Twins obviously have to count on this guy to eat up some innings in the bullpen.
Yeah, definitely not releasing him. He can't be optioned, right? Like sending him to St. Paul to fix what's ailing him. That's not an option. You know, could you invent some sort of fake injury at some point? But we're not quite there yet, Declan. Control has been an issue. Pete Mackey's a very capable pitching coach. We've seen that now. Remember the surprise when he took over for Wes Johnson last year. Then we thought in the winter, you know, would they really truly keep Pete Mackey? Well, they did. And you look at the starters, you look at other success stories, you're like, okay, Pete Mackey knows what the heck he's doing. So it's on him, you know, the other pitching gurus, Josh Kalk, others in that organization to figure out what's going on. But like velocity wise, the velocity's fine. Right? You know, some location issues. He's given up more home runs. We know the numbers. More home runs already this year than he gave up all of last year. But yeah, they're certainly not ready to cut the cord. But like you think about as we get closer to, is the official trade deadline, is it July 31 or August 1? Judd, do you know the exact date?
I think it's August 1 again.
Okay, so yeah, August 1. So as we trend toward August 1, heck, they've already done some work on Aroldis Chapman, right? We know the Royals are going to sell. Right. And Aroldis, like, why would you hold on to him? So the Royals, inevitably, to me, are going to trade Aroldis Chapman. Every team can use another reliever, even if the Twins bullpen is in a good spot on July 15th. Right. Let's say things turn around here the next month or so. You can still use a reliever. Right. So why not try to get something done sooner rather than later? I did talk to Falvey about that the other day. He said, hey, you know, the seed planting is underway, but, you know, a lot of teams are still trying to evaluate. Are we sellers or can we hold this thing out for a bit longer? But like, we know the Royals are sellers. Like there's no debate on the right. Royals. Right?
Right.
And so, you know, why not try to, you know, be proactive here, go make a move for a reliever. So that would be something I would keep an eye on. Maybe not necessarily that just one name. Of course, there's going to be some other names, but like they could make a move and bring somebody else in and use Jorge Lopez. Maybe like you use, you know, Emilio Pagan in some lower leverage type situations. That Griffin Jacks has been better of late, that maybe Griffin and Jorge swap roles. You know, give Jorge some lower leverage type situations, build up the confidence. I'm telling you, the velo is still really, really good, right? So it's some control, but then when he is throwing it over the strike zone, you know, over the plate, you know, just some location type issues. But, like, there's still a pretty good arm there to work with. So, you know, It's a blip. You know, I still think there's a pretty good pitcher there, right? And so, like, they're going to continue to work with him and see, you know, where it goes. But, like, Declan, they're not ready to, you know, do anything drastic when it comes to Jorge Lopez.
Final scoops, Dukes. But before you get to those, Declan, when you elect to go to a golf course to relax, to have some fun, What golf course do you choose?
I go to the Meadows at Mystic Lake, and much to Doogie's disbelief, this was the one take putt that he never believes me. That only took me one take. I tell everyone else, Dukes, this plus 22 handicap, you put me on camera, and apparently I can make putts like that at the Meadows at Mystic Lake. You can book those tee times, golfthemeadows.com to do so. You can also enjoy a cold one. Finally, it's summertime. Why don't you go get a nice beer and enjoy yourself at the Meadows Bar and Grill. Go check out their pro shop as well. And with Father's Day coming up, go get them a gift card. How about that, huh? Get you and your old man out there, play a round of golf. Go to golfthemeadows.com to secure those tee times.
Final scoop, sir. Go ahead.
So Leonard Floyd ends up with the Buffalo Bills. Just as I said weeks ago, the Vikings just, they were never in on Leonard Floyd. So you think about that Rams connection, but just nothing was ever going on there. But hey, good addition for the Buffalo Bills. The Twins hosted a pre-draft workout in Southern California over the weekend. About 25-ish guys were there. The Major League Baseball draft starts on July 9th. The Twins have two picks in the top 35, pick 5, pick 34, 33, something like that. But these were guys that were more day 2, day 3 type selections. We're talking, you know, 5th round, 8th round, 9th round type guys. But the Twins hosted this big workout. It was about half high schoolers, maybe even a little bit more than half high schoolers, plus some college guys, about 25 players total.
All right. Thanks, Dukes. We appreciate it, man.
Okay. See you, boys. See you later. I'll see you in Egan in a little bit, Judd. See ya.
We'll bond again.
Judd and Doogie kicking ass, taking bond. Names at TCO, trying Actually, to avoid not. Kevin O'Connell, you know, chirping them for taking too much of a video.
We're all buddies. Well, it's friends. All, as to quote Darren, it's all kumbaya out there.
Loves that one. That's on the bingo card.
Kumbaya.
You can always count on a kumbaya reference from Dukes. Hit that subscribe button for Daily Minnesota Sports Entertainment. Head on over to Purple Daily, too. Judd will be at camp. And then, programming note, we'll have a full-strength show with Mackie, Judd, and myself at around 4 p.m. Central today. But we will also give you another episode of Purple Daily in your feed. So if you get in your lunch break and whatnot, you have at least something in there as well. So hit that subscribe button. Stay tuned for that as well. And write that down Wednesday, tomorrow, a little accountability session. We'll see what came off the board. We'll see what bad beats can top mine. Nothing can top my bad beat, actually. Rhetorical question from last week. Go check that out next tomorrow on Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd.